Heroin is the latest drug that's wreaking havoc in central and northern New York and around the country. At a recent community health forum, WRVO News Director Catherine Loper led a discussion with a panel of regional experts about why so many people are becoming addicted to heroin and other opiates and what can be done about it.
Heroin, when it came back recently, is much more pure. And it's much less expensive than ever before.
As Brad Finn, the executive director of the Prevention Network in Syracuse, says, heroin has always been around. But deaths from heroin overdoses, whether it was actor Philip Seymour Hoffman or SUNY Oswego students, have recently made headlines across the nation and in this region. And that's because heroin, which many people thought went out of style along with disco, is back with a vengeance. But why?
Goes back 10, 15 years when we were possibly under-treating pain. And for people that needed it, there was a huge movement in the medical community to be more compassionate, to prescribe pain medication more freely. And there was such a surge in people that were trying to do the right thing that actually the numbers of prescriptions were just humongous.
That's Dr. Laura Martin, who specializes in addiction treatment. And those painkillers she's talking about are opiate-based, like oxycodone, OxyContin, and Percocet.
The United States has about 4.6% of the world's population. We consume 95% of the world's oxycodone. I don't think we have 95% more pain.
And as Martin says, people tend to think prescriptions are safe. But these painkillers are highly addictive. And when the prescription runs out, some people turn to another opiate-based drug, heroin. That's what happened to Ashley.
I sometimes, looking back now, wonder if heroin would have ever been part of my life or my story had I not gotten there via through pain medication. You know, your brain changes, and I didn't realize what was really happening to me.
Ashley became addicted to heroin, but was able to get clean, and now works as a certified drug counselor. She asked WRVO not to use her last name. As Dr. Martin elaborates, your brain changes with the first dose, and some people's addiction begins with the first time they use. No one knows why some people are predisposed to narcotic addiction, but today's heroin epidemic seems not to discriminate.
We're seeing younger. We're seeing it crosses all socioeconomics. There isn't one community that isn't impacted. There's no safe place to raise your children. We're talking suburbs. We're talking rural. We're talking people who have high means or no means.
Heroin is not a social drug. People generally tend to use it in isolation. It's not something you're going to go out and use with a bunch of people, like in a bar setting, for example. So the tendency to isolate becomes much more great.
But Ashley, Brad Finn, and Dr. Martin all say addicts do have a great impact on their social networks, particularly their families. All three experts agree that it's important for any addict who wants help to get counseling or go to a 12-step program, and that's recommended for their family, too. Communities are also coming together to try to address this problem. Remarkably, Brad Finn says the fact that bath salts swept through this area just a couple years ago helped prepare law enforcement, the medical community, and addiction specialists to deal with heroin.
So when the opiate epidemic hit, we had a lot of resources in place. It may sound like we were caught off guard, and to some degree we were, just like with bath salts, just like we were when methamphetamine hit. It's kind of like a whack-a-mole game we play. We knock one down, another one pops up.
And while there are medications that can help people come off heroin, all three experts agree that the key is not to let addiction be a problem that's shrouded in secrecy and swept under the rug.
The focus of every treatment has to be the counseling. That's what does the good and helps you to change the way that you think.
Talking about it's not going to make it already worse. You're already living it. Talking about it's going to bring you help.
For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.
You can hear the complete community forum on heroin this Sunday evening at 7 on WRVO Public Media. This forum is one of a series sponsored by the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.